On April 4th, Ward 5 in Glenwood Springs will elect a city council member. Ward 5 is basically the first neighborhood you come to when you're driving into Glenwood from the west. There are three candidates vying for the four-year term: Amber Wissing, Don Gillespie, and Jonathan Godis. I spoke with each of them individually, asking them the same questions. Here are their answers. Name, please.
Amber Wissing.
Jonathan Godis.
Don Gillespie.
Your age?
75.
39.
37.
Occupation?
Executive Director of the Early Childhood Network.
Right. President, I'm a valet at the Valley View Hospital.
I manage the dental practice of Dr. Corey Johnson.
Favorite U.S. President and why?
Favorite U.S. President and why?
John F. Kennedy, because he got us to the moon.
What I really liked about Bill Clinton was he created a cabinet that disagreed with each other.
I would have to say John F. Kennedy, because he awakened the public into getting involved in politics.
Do you have any prior experience serving local government?
Serving as an elected position, no, but I did work for the city of Aspen for 3 years as the assistant director for Parks and Recreation.
I was on city council from 1999 to 2003. Then I was on the Transportation Commission for almost 12 years, the Tourism Board for 6 years.
Do you have any prior experience with local government?
I do not. I have managed a dental practice for 14 years. However, I have served on my HOA board for 8, so I've had experience with city government from a resident's perspective.
If you could accomplish 3 things during your term as city council person, what would those things be?
Well, the first thing is I would get the rock mitigation on Midland Avenue out in our Ward 5 completed. Second, I want them to take a real hard look at the confluence of 8th Street. I don't want to see it built out fully. I'd rather see more of a 90% use of recreational use there. Third, I want them to take a long, long look at the South Bridge.
Are you in opposition to a South Bridge?
Yes.
The 3 things I try to accomplish would be Midland, reconstructing Midland, a South Bridge south of the airport, to relieve the congestion on Midland and 4 Mile, and really look at what we can do regionally with affordable housing. There's the we gots to have stuff, which is Midland and Southbridge in my ward, and then there's the nice to have stuff. And I put the confluence at the very top of the nice to have stuff.
I think there's some big ticket items that probably all the Ward 5 candidates talked about. We're talking about Midland and Southbridge and infrastructure, and I do think those are big neighborhood topics. But from my perspective, Glenwood is my hometown, and I think there's some big things coming up as far as how downtown is redeveloped and how the confluence comes together that I think are going to be legacy items. And it's really important to me that we do these things with excellence.
How do you do them with excellence?
I think that you require all of the elements to be, you know, high quality. I think that you require a lot of foresight in the planning, that we don't just stop short and say, well, this will do us for 10, 15, 20 years.
You know, if you were walking around Glenwood in 10 or 20 years, God willing, what would kind of the fruits of your labors look like?
Well, I'd hope that people would still continue to think about it as a small town. I guess that's my main idea of the future, is that it hasn't lost its identity.
I know that you can't match the passion and love I have for Glenwood Springs. Neither Don nor Jonathan are able to do that. I love it. We're not staying 1964. We're moving forward. And so we have to do that in a balanced way. And I know that I'm that candidate.
I don't want this town 20, 30, 40 years from now to be viewed as a place for retirees and people of means only. I think a vibrant community needs diversity, and we are going to lose that if we don't start addressing some of these larger scale social issues.